one of the best. Pompous, too. Every day I'd walk into the OR, throw my arms skyward and scream, "These hands have been touched by God!" I was chief of surgery at Blaumann General, and I'd been on the staff for several years, and had finally made some tremendous advances in the fields of epidemiology. And the various, well, to put it in layman's terms, the various crud going around. And since I had interned overseas, I'd seen a lot of foreign diseases, which American doctors always dread. You don't know what it's like to have a patient in your office, and he's sitting there on the table with his shirt off, and, you know, you got your hands... You got your hands under his glands, you know, and he's breathing on you. And you say, "Let me see." You look at his eyes, and there's some strange symptoms you remember vaguely from medical school. Suddenly it hits you. You got your hands all over the sweaty face of a guy with Rocky Mountain spotted fever. I mean, you know, it's enough to make you jump back. Yeah. Or worse yet, you know, let me see. You say, yes, I think I know what you have. And of course, you're not really sure, but you make a mental note of all the symptoms. You run down to your other office. You break the book off the shelf. And you read, let me see what this guy's got. Yeah, that's got Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
Oh, no!
Nurse, tell the man to get the hell out of here. So needless to say, the doctors were always wary whenever someone came in with some strange symptoms. And they'd call me because I had experience with exotic diseases and they didn't want any part of them. So I had this guy come to me one time. And I could tell just by one look at him, I said, uh-oh, this guy, one foot in the grave, the other one on a banana peel here. So I ran into my office and I put on my scuba tanks. You know, so I wouldn't have to breathe. I sounded like Darth Vader walking down the hallway. I had big, you know, rubber gloves on and everything. I mean, I was draped to the max. So I went to the guy, I checked him, I ran some blood. I said, "Buddy, I got some bad news for you. You better sit down." Of course, I'm saying this through my scuba tank. I said, "Our diagnosticians have come up with what's ailing you. You have herpes, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and a touch of malaria." And the guy said to me, "Doctor, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?" I said, "All right, relax, relax. We want you to stay in your room, and we're going to feed you a diet of bologna, Swiss cheese, and pancakes." He said, "Why those things, Doctor?" I said, "That's because those are the only things we can slide under the door."
More great bits, more great rock coming up. The best.